Now, do you remember 32 years ago today? Yes, yeah, of course you do. Do you know the name of the first Australian astronaut to fly in space? Of course you do. Oh, no, probably got that wrong, maybe. Well, his name was Paul Scully Power, and he flew on STS-41G aboard the Challenger space shuttle. And this flew from October the 5th to the 13th in 1984. That was an 8 days, 5 hour and 23 minute mission. Orbited the Earth 132 times. And he describes now his oceanographic word aboard the Challenger shuttle with an introduction by Bob Crippen, who commanded that mission.
Challenger, Houston, we've got you through Goldstone. How do you hear?
Okay, great. I guess we want to take advantage of this pass to talk about one particular activity we have going on, and that is that the Navy has supplied us with an oceanographer for this flight. His name is Paul Scully Power. He's Australian by birth, American by choice now, and he's been observing the ocean throughout the flight, and we'd like him to tell you a little bit about how he's been doing and what he's seen thus far.
Okay, we'll be glad to hear from him. By the way, Bob Stevenson and some of his oceanographer friends are with us right now in the control center.
Mighty fine. I'm glad to see that Bob made it. Right now, we're orbiting down over California, so there's not too much ocean, but one of the things I would like to talk about is 2 revs ago, we came down through New England and came over Long Island Sound, then Long Island. As soon as we got over the edge of Long Island, there was a whole stream of spiral eddies that went right down the eastern shore of Long Island. And then as we orbited further out over the Atlantic, there was a whole series of long internal waves. And they drew my attention to an interesting factor, and that was that when you look down carefully, you could see a color change over the ocean. And that indeed was the north wall of the Gulf Stream. So I think for the first time we've seen a whole packet of very long internal waves associated with the north wall of the Gulf Stream. Interesting thing was that these particular waves were inboard of the north wall, in other words, in the Gulf Stream itself. And this combination of spiral eddies outside the Gulf Stream, the main Gulf Stream, and then long internal waves inside the Gulf Stream, I think is a combination that's never been seen before. I think that's one of the exciting things that has happened on this trip. That would just happen two revs ago. For some years now, the astronaut crews have brought back photos of the ocean from space, and which sort of captures small areas. But when you come up here, you see that all those small areas and all that dynamics are all interrelated. And for example, literally the whole of the Mediterranean is just one vast eddy field. It's spiral eddies all the way. What's happening? Okay. I guess my observation so far is I think that this has been a very successful flight with combining the earth sciences and the various disciplines, and I think there should be some more of it. I'm sure if Bob Stevenson's down there, he'd agree. And I'd also like to thank the VizOps team who have been supplying us each day with updated information. We've found that to be very, very helpful in focusing some new thoughts for us as we orbit each day. Each day we've taken that list and we've checked them off, and I'm very happy to report that we have everything that you people have asked us for. We haven't been reporting it back every night, but rest assured we have everything that you've sent up and everything on the checklist to date. So I think we've had a very successful flight so far.
That was Paul Scully Power.